Red Rocks Village is a self-governed tiny home community that is currently in the form of tents and awaiting city approval and a plot of land where we can actually have our tiny homes.
Now, back in October, you actually erected some tiny homes, but you were evicted by the Denver Police Department and the Denver Housing Authority, and that was out of Sustainability Park. So is Resurrection Village the next incarnation of that effort to provide a self-managed community for homeless people with some type of shelter?
I mean, Resurrection Village is that all along. It's always been the same thing. It's always our work towards and what will soon be a self-governed tiny home community for people experiencing homelessness. The tiny homes, which were placed in Sustainability Park on October 24th, was our first step in that direction, our first public step in that direction, to say, hey, we could build a village in a day. We built 5 tiny homes, placed them on vacant land, and could have started, you know, right then. But it was an act of knowing that there was a civil disobedience involved, and so it ended in the arrest and the seizure of our homes.
Now, you've got notification that you're going to be evicted from Resurrection Village. Can you tell us what's going to be happening today?
Yes, actually, things have changed rather quickly. So I cannot tell you with any surety what's going to happen today, but I can tell you that whereas yesterday morning at this time, cops were at our camp and were telling us that we were going to have to leave and they were going to have to arrest us if we wouldn't pack up our tents and leave. The Treehouse Development is the new owner of the property. It was sold from Denver Housing Authority to Treehouse roughly a couple weeks ago. And so they now hold the decision on whether or not to charge us with trespassing or not. So it's all going to come down to whether they do or not, and it's looking quite hopeful that they're actually going to agree to give us 2.5 weeks to stay there. And we also have a verbal agreement with Councilman Albus Brooks, who's the councilman in the district, that he has committed to help us find a suitable plot of land, and so that within the next 2.5 weeks, we're going to work our butts off to find a suitable land where we can have our village, and Albus Brooks will also work his butt off to have us find a suitable plot of land, such that in 2.5 weeks, the ambition is that we would have an adequate place to move our village into at that time.
Well, Teresa, I know that you're calling out to members of the wider community to donate tents and other camping equipment to help facilitate the creation of this type of encampment and village. What can members of the general public do?
Yeah, the general public can definitely come on down today at 9 a.m. for our community neighborhood cleanup time. We're going to just be, doing some neighborhood cleanup. We really work hard to keep our camp clean and the rest of the neighborhood and be as good neighbors as possible. So we want to do that at 9 a.m. And then at 10 a.m. We'll be having a press conference and so people can come down for that to this morning at 26th and Lawrence Street. Also, people can bring tents. We are actually on our end of our tents. We've run out. We need more tents. There's people coming every day wanting to stay with us in a tent, and we don't have enough. So tents are badly needed. Also, good sleeping bags. We're just about at the end of our sleeping bag stock. And hot hands are greatly useful. It's freezing cold out here. Hot hands make a huge difference, and money, if you want to donate money.